This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes. That would signal the beginning of our conversation on the countdown with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael is here to go through the stories, the charts for the week of the 1st to the 5th, first full week of August 2016. Can you believe it, Michael? We're talking about August.
Yeah, the summer goes quickly. The summer comes quickly. All of a sudden, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
The time just goes so fast.
Yes, lots. And it really does, depending on your spiritual beliefs. There are a lot of people who believe that the time is going faster, that the Earth has sped up its rotation and we're moving faster in space. Mm. So maybe that'd be something to focus on.
I don't know if it has to do with the rotation. What it could have to do with, in the laws of physics, they've discovered that the universe is expanding at an accelerating rate. In other words, it's getting bigger, and it's getting bigger faster and faster. And the further you go from where we are, the faster things are flying away. It's complicated stuff. But if space and time are a fabric, you know, are part of the same thing as Einstein kind of predicted, then maybe time is actually going faster.
Yeah. One of the things that I find interesting in terms of all of this stuff, it's not on the list, but maybe we can spend some time talking about what all of this exploration is netting. You know, this week we found there were 20 planets in our own galaxy of the 216 that they discovered that might have a similarity to the third rock from the sun. And now there are 20 that appear to be almost exactly like the Earth. So what does that mean? What does
it means that we live in a bigger world than we think we do.
Yes, right.
And that are you one of these people who said, well, we should be curing the common cold first, and we should be building highways and not spending money?
No, you know me. I'm a big fan of
the
space program.
Maybe the listening don't.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Hi, listeners. Michael's asked a good question.
I'm setting you up here. You know?
I do not believe that we should be spending money. I think that actually, if we were to get right down to brass tacks and have a really good discussion about this, which doesn't necessarily get us to the top 10 stories of the week, but we've succumbed to the union movement to the point where we have infrastructure crumbling all the time because it's not built right in the first place. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about how the unions are so tied to the politicians that the politicians pass budgets and then regulations for the construction of roads and bridges are so weak that it is assumed they will fall apart and crumble so that they can keep the construction jobs going and continue to support the quote-unquote democratic process. And you know what that means. This is a sham. And so taking that money and spending it on space exploration, doing things so we discover new things that will intrigue people as they grow up and aspire to do things like the space program has done, the fact that it's not being funded is an outrage. And it's even more outrageous when you think of where the money is going. So there.
That's what it comes down to. It comes down to how we prioritize money. I mean, there are so many things that could be done with a lot of the money that's wasted. I keep hearing a ding, and I don't know where it's coming from. Isn't that funny?
Ding is a computer ding.
It's a computer ding. They're like cockroaches.
As opposed to this kind of a ding. That's
is this ding coming from your end?
Nope.
These dings drive me crazy, and I'm dinging. Well, I hear it in my ears, but I don't know where the ding is coming from. I have this missing ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Do you realize that these dings trigger a response in our nervous systems that cause our blood pressure to go up? And
yes. I have a new sponsor, though, that will help. I have a new sponsor called, there are actually two ways we can deal with your blood pressure, Super Beats and the Zona Plus system to get your blood pressure down when it's too high.
If I take Super Beats, will I no longer hear these dings wherever I go?
I don't know. I would say it would be a good chance they'd go away.
You know, because I surround myself with sometimes as many as three or four computers, and there's always one that, you know, you forget to turn off when you go on the air. Uh-huh. But I have them all turned off, so this is a mystery.
Uh-huh.
I'm troubled by it. Is there time to go through the survey? Or
no, we're going to have a commercial break for a moment, and then we're going to get to the list. Michael's going to go through the charts, number 10 through number 1 of the stories, and number 10 through number 1 with the people who have been talked about. First, though, I want to make reference to what I just said about your blood pressure. Seriously, those of you who have good blood pressure, want to keep it there, you need Super Beats every day. You don't have any choices to make. This is the, you just listen to me and the doctors that are associated with the various programs that I'm on, and they'll tell you, all of them, the same thing. Super Beets, which is a powdered form of cooked beets, non-GMO, that are fabulously, wonderfully healthy, tasty. This is not like that green vegetable stuff that you drink. No, this tastes good because it tastes like black cherry. And so the bottom line is, if you have good blood pressure, this keeps it that way. It also gets blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all the organs, everything in your life. The plumbing opens up, gets the blood out there. And we all know that good health is associated with the delivery of blood in your system. You don't get good delivery, your body is not going to stay healthy. So in order to get in on this, this is a fabulous movement all around the country. Fabulous. The Super Beats number is 800-655-4183. Order a 3-month supply, get a free month, so 4 for the price of 3. Just mention Doug Steffen. Get the book Beat the Odds as well with his first order. Free shipping too. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. And while I'm talking about that, there's also something. If you have blood pressure, once it gets too high, Super Beats can't do the trick. Super Beats keeps it where it needs to be. But if you have high blood pressure and you want to manage it the right way, I suggest you check out the Zona Plus non-drug treatment. This is a blood pressure machine, in fact, that takes 10% off. 9 out of 10 people have success with this. It's a high-tech smart device, guides you through the therapy. It's personalized to you. It's used once a day, 12 minutes. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure, recommended by Dr. Ken Kronhaus. All you got to do to try it risk-free, 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Return it if it doesn't work. As a listener to Good Day or any of the programs that you hear my name on, Doug Steffen, you can call 866-669-9662. What a great number. Easy to remember because there are six sixes in it. 866-669-9662. Make sure you mention Doug Steffen. Zona.com, also a place to order the Zona machine. You'll get $50 off mentioning my name, 866-669-9662, or go to Zona.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
17 after the hour, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Countdown with our list of top stories for the week. You want to run them down, Michael?
Here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and we have the preseason of the National Football League. At number 9, we have a outbreak of Zika in Miami. At number 8, the South China Sea dispute. At number 7, the Rio Olympics and the troubles they're having. At number 6, the DNC server hack issue. At number 5, the deadly London knife attacks. At number 4, WikiLeaks and Benghazi emails. At number 3, the Black Lives Matter movement. At number 2, U.S. cash payment to Iran. And number 1, the presidential race. Here are the 10 most talked about people on talk radio this week. Kaiser Khan is at number 10. Number 9, Julian Assange. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Tim Kaine and Mike Pence. Number 6, Michelle Obama. Number 5, Bill Clinton. Number 4, Paul Ryan. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, Donald Trump. There you go.
Barack Obama could end up being president again because Hillary's going to jail and Donald Trump's going to drop out. He doesn't like to do this anymore.
These are obvious, right?
Right.
Hillary's going to jail and Donald's dropping out.
That's it. That'll be the end of everything. Yeah, now, maybe Paul Ryan. Look at all the people that are on this list. Who would make a good president beside, well, most of us don't think either one of these two
people. How about Vladimir Putin?
Yeah. Putin's
president
of America.
He knows how to do it. He's got experience.
Right. How about that?
We wouldn't have to worry about the Russians.
In so many different ways, we could have the Russian premier as president of the United States. Maybe we can take turns, like the Olympics, having different cities every 4 years, so we can have a different president from a different country every 4 years. This year, it's Putin. Next year, it could be the new lady who's the premier, or 4 years from now, the premier of Great Britain, Ms. May. How about having her? She'd be a good president, right?
No, sure.
If you know how to run a country, what difference does it make what the country is?
Right. Countries are countries.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so we've straightened out that problem.
All right, well, I've turned off every computer that I'm near.
Are you still hearing that noise?
Now, if you ask me what number something is on the chart, I can't tell you. I turned even my little personal iPad that I work with. Every computer is off. If that ding comes back, we know that we're definitely on the wrong program.
We should be on one of these supernatural shows.
What?
No, we've been hacked. We've got WikiLeaks on. Or maybe the Russians, the Chinese, who knows? We could be hacked.
You never know who's listening.
That's right. And then they could come get us after they listen to us. You know, speaking of that, there are thousands of people from all over the world in various police agencies that are protecting the citizens of each of their countries at the Rio Olympics. You realize how many tens of thousands of police there are from all the countries in the world that have sent athletes? We have 1,000 people just monitoring in Rio de Janeiro, all of the things, you know, to make sure Daesh isn't there or somebody's not going to blow up the place. That's pretty amazing how much money we're spending to protect our athletes and those who are in Rio. 21 after the hour on the Countdown.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filter. For the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with this week's overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the guide to what's happening in the world of this exciting world of news talk radio. Perhaps we ought to discuss for a moment the renewal. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, what's going to happen to Rush Limbaugh, as he is considered by most to be the designated leader, at least in political talk radio, and probably has the largest audience still of anybody doing talk on the air. So is this a big deal, a precedent that Limbaugh stays around for another 4 years on the radio? How do you view this?
And I view it as not a surprise. I mean, I think we touched on this here.
We did.
We thought he would.
Yeah.
He loves radio. He makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Most of the criticisms you hear of Limbaugh are politically motivated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
right.
Political people that dislike him. In the broadcast industry, he's very popular because he's done so much for the industry.
Right.
There are people in the industry, though, that let their politics now ooze past their, you know, love of broadcasting for its own sake.
Right.
And so you have some of that. But
I
no,
Limbaugh.
There
are too many of those people.
You know,
I don't read on it. Is there too
the whole
many
thing?
Of those
the whole thing is that Limbaugh's taking a salary cut. Well, he makes so much money that I'm sure he can afford it. I don't think he does it for the
those
money.
Those numbers are all speculation. Nobody knows what the real
nobody knows.
Is anyway.
Well, you know, in big time show business and big time sports, you hear these deals. But you know, so and so signs for $400 million deal. You know, or an athlete signs for $80 million over 3 years. Well, they very seldom ever see that money. It's based upon performance. It's based upon revenue sharing. It's based upon ifs and you know perhaps and maybe. And so you never know. So
let's just say nobody's going to ever have to have a benefit for Rush Limbaugh.
No, that's absurd. You know. And the funny thing is we in the industry say, yeah, Limbaugh's got the biggest audience. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, and I'm being very, very candid here for our listeners. Nobody really knows how many people are listening at this point because the ratings are so screwed up.
Right.
Because
the company that does it is a bunch of thieves.
Well, I'm not saying that. I wouldn't say that. I don't even agree with that. But the fact is that here's what I say. It's difficult to rate radio at this point in history because of the changing technology, the multiple platforms that people listen to it on. People don't only listen to radio on radio. The ratings only reflect radio. It's very hard to come up with a unified way of rating online and on air.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to get people to do these surveys. People are busy. They don't have time to fill out diaries or walk around with a device on their body.
Right.
So the radio ratings are not necessarily terribly accurate.
That's a wonderful visualization. Walking around with something on their body to prove what they're listening to on the radio. Ooh.
Well, how many of your listeners do you think have the time or care to walk around with a device hanging on their body?
Not many.
You know?
Have you ever done it? I've never been asked even to do it. I don't even know. I'm an average person. You're an average person. Why hasn't anybody ever asked us, even though
I was asked recently.
You were?
Yeah. Nielsen contacted my home. And,
did you tell him to listen to me?
I didn't do it. No. Are you kidding?
Fine. Tell him to listen to me.
Just destroy my stellar reputation?
What? Never listen to me, or what are you talking about?
Oh, no. You listen to him, you're under arrest.
Well, that's
you're not supposed... It's considered a disgrace.
Yeah.
If somebody in the broadcast business, gets accidentally contacted and then doesn't, take themselves out of it.
It's cheating.
Disqualify themselves.
Right. Yeah, it's cheating. All right. Michael Harrison is here. We're going to spend some more time talking about these exciting people that are in that list this week. 28 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Four after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We've gone through the list, the charts for this week, and Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has an interesting item that we can sort of promote. One of the great shows that's an ancillary weekend program is called A Touch of Gray, which Michael works on as well. And this week he has an interview with his sister, who is down in Rio. As a part of the coverage, everybody's talking about Rio. Everybody wants to have some sort of a link or a contact. So it sounds to me like your sister, who's lived there for all these years,
30 years,
fascinating. Tell us how.
Yeah, she's an expatriate who she's an artist and she lives in Rio, right on Copacabana Beach. She hasn't been back to the U.S. in almost 30 years. I mean,
wow.
she's embedded there, and you know, I communicate with her regularly, and she's been filling me in about the growing corruption and the disintegration of Rio's economy and the confidence they have in their politicians, you know, for months, years now. And the Olympics were something that Rio was looking at when they were having a bit of a boom several years ago as being the culmination of the emergence of Rio into the first world as opposed to a third world nation. And what happened is that all of the good times there were based on lies and corruption. And the amount of corruption that has gone into the preparation of this Olympics is shocking. And it's all coming out now, and the infrastructure isn't working. They don't have security. The buildings where they're housing the people are substandard. And the fear of terrorism is something that they can't even begin to deal with. It's a very loose and open society in terms of security down there. There are roving gangs of thugs from the surrounding shanty towns. And crime, constant gunfire. fire, you know, between the police and the, they call them trafficants, the wow. people that deal in drugs. I mean, it's a mess. And she's pretty accurate. She's not prone to exaggeration. For the tourists and for the Olympians, it's a dangerous place. They should stay in groups and they should stay close to each other and not wander too far away because they're targets. There's a lot of mugging going on. And you don't read about it, but a lot of the athletes are being assaulted.
Wow. So, where does that leave it? I'm trying to put a good face because we've had so much negative stuff on my program. The idea that these Olympians have worked as hard as they have, I think, has taken second place to all of this stuff talking about how horrible Rio is. What's really a part of the incumbent conversation outside of the Olympics is the completely corrupt Olympic Association. They knew there were going to be problems because they knew what you just told us. They knew how bad the city was, what really was going on there. But because they were bribed during the time when it looked like things were going well in Brazil and some of the local authorities had the cash, so they just took it and bribed the Olympic Committee. And that's why that's the only way you get into any kind of Olympics. These people are completely corrupt. The whole system is corrupt. So why do we have these games? And the answer to that is because we want to pay tribute to most of those 10,500 athletes who are doing it the right way, who aren't juicing and doping. And the fact the Russians have this sort of scandal, and this time around I don't even agree, because I think the things that they are taking, at least the things that we were told they're taking, are normal supplements. There's a whole big to-do about supplementation this week, and nothing to do with the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, you don't know who to believe. You don't know whether to believe the criminals or the moralists. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody wants victory, and very few people are seeking truth anymore.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The spinning and the lying and the distortion and the corruption take away from it. But, you know, if you think back in modern history, the modern Olympics, every one of them is marred by some type of scandal. There's either a murder and terrorism, bombs, doping, boycotts. Think about it. The athletics are always the second story to all the other stuff that goes on. Yeah. As a matter of fact, in sports radio, they don't really care about the Olympics. They consider it to be a distraction from their preoccupation with baseball, football, basketball, and hockey.
Yeah. So in a category by itself, I saw Bob Costas interviewing some of the people that are going to be part of the broadcast team that's down there. He's a great broadcaster. I wish he hadn't messed up his face the way he did. It's very distracting to watch him talking and looking at his face and thinking, this is a guy who's good looking. Why did he mess up his face? It takes away from him. I mean, remember, notice that with some people, how looking at, if they're on the radio, you can't see this, but they're on television and their looks distract from whether they're good or bad.
Well, that's one of the problems with video and television, and why radio is so wonderful. It's the theater of the mind. But
yeah.
Are you talking about people who have plastic surgery?
Yeah, a lot
and
of
Botox and all that. Some people really don't know when to stop, do they?
No. No.
Well, I mean, would you rather look like you've had plastic surgery and look younger but look like you had work, or would you rather look natural and look your age?
Well, I think there's a combination of things you can do that gets you halfway between those two points. But when you go under the knife like he did, Robert Redford, Meg Ryan, some of the, it just is so obvious.
Some of them really screw themselves up. I know people in my own personal life. I won't mention names, but we all know people who've had too much plastic surgery, and then they become clown-like.
Yeah, that's right.
Where it's so obvious they had it. Hey, I'm not even sure about, you know, men dyeing their hair. Sometimes it looks ridiculous.
I used to color my hair. I don't anymore.
I know. I think you look great without the color.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to, and it doesn't make any difference. You know, there's this thing you think about what you look like age-wise, and I always have thought age was a BS number anyway, but I wondered, you know, you don't know until you actually do it. And when Meredith came into my life, she said, well, why do you have your hair colored? And I took that to mean she didn't want me to have it colored, so I let it grow out. And for the past, four or five years, it's been as it is, some people hadn't seen me for a long time.
So they thought you aged.
Right, yeah, right. What happened to you?
And then they look at my face. It's a tough business, you know,
yeah. Well, that it is. Yes, that it is. In a moment.
That's why you went gray originally.
Yeah, probably. Well, I've been gray since I was 30-something. That's when I started getting gray. Yep.
Me too.
I remember.
I've been gray a long time.
Yeah. Yes, and that's why Touch of Grey. By the way, do we tell people where to hear the interview with your sister? Touch of Grey is aired. Is there a podcast of that or someplace beside? We go to talkers.com and find it there, yeah?
I'll tell you where you can find it. Go to pioneervalleyradio.com.
Okay.
let's put a plug in for Touch of Grey is on the homepage of pioneervalleyradio.com.
Yep.
And as of this weekend, the weekend that I am talking to you in, that show will be posted.
Pioneer Radio.
Pioneer Valley Radio.
Pioneer Valley Radio.
A hyper-local radio station that I designed as an experiment. Hyper-local online station that I designed as an experiment in the community that I live in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And that's called the Pioneer Valley.
Yeah.
And people that listen to this show are media freaks because it's about radio. It's about talk radio.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting experiment. As you know, I dabble in a lot of stuff.
Yep. By the way, speaking of that, a profile of what's on Up Close and Far Out this week coming up on the countdown. It's 42 and change past the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review of the stories. Some people say, well, come on, we need to have them listed more often than you do it. So I'll try to repeat in each hour of the countdown what the top stories are. Number 10. Sports talk radio focus on Major League Baseball and the NFL. Number 9, the Zika outbreak in Miami. Number 8, what the Chinese are doing. Number 7, what's going on in Rio with the Olympics. Number 6, the hackers are at it again. Number 5, the knife attacks in London and the worldwide implications of that. More leaks from WikiLeaks. Number 4, the Black Lives Matter movement in association or with thought toward the mother who used her son as a shield in a shootout this past week. Cash payments to Iran, it's not as much. There's going to be more coming, and that's part of the outrage, I think. And number 1, the presidential race. There you have it. The top stories according to Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
As part of our tradition here on The Countdown, a focus on people. Sometimes I get complaints. Send me, by the way, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, if you want to have comments or have comments about the Countdown, the contents, et cetera, suggestions for what you'd like us to talk about. The list of people this week, Julian Assange, Vladimir Putin, Tim Kaine, Mike Pence, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Paul Ryan, and Donald Trump. No surprises there. It's what they've done. Ryan continues to endorse Trump, even though Trump hasn't endorsed Ryan. I find that to be an intriguing reality. The whole business about Trump, whether he is going to make it, does he drop out? Does he just say, you know what, I don't want to play in this game anymore, I'm going to leave? I think he's capable of doing that. And Hillary could be arrested and go to jail, so. Doug Stephan for president. Thank you for listening to The Countdown. 46 past the hour, Doug Stephan here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week we go through the stories, have some conversation about some of the major stories and the people that are part of our discussion. It is, as Michael pointed out, sort of for followers of the format as much as anything else. This is good ancillary information. People love to hear good conversations if there's enough useful information in it. And I guess the definition of useful information is kind of like the definition of obscenity. Nobody can agree on it.
Yeah, but it's got to be provocative. It's got to be entertaining. It's got to be uplifting. It has to be informational.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to at least have some of those qualities.
So that's the spirit in which the Up Close and Far Out podcast that Michael does for Podcast One, this week sounds very self-serving. It's me.
Well, you have been very kind promoting this for a year and a half, and it's finally time that you be the guest. And we talk.
Why?
About
what
you.
Is there this far out about me? Up close, one thing. I think a lot
far
of people
out?
Know.
I think that you're an amazing example of energy. The fact that you're entrepreneurial, the fact you spend 6 hours a day on the radio, then you run your company, and on top of it, you have a concurrent career as a small independent farmer, and you run your business from a tractor, and you milk cows, and you are involved in the movement to champion the plight of the small independent American farm family, on top of staying on top of politics and running a generalist talk show, and then you have weekend shows such as this talk radio Countdown show, and you fly up and back, and you're working all day long, and you're not 30 years old. I think that's pretty far out, man.
Far out, man.
You're one of, I even say on my podcast, man. I have always suspected that you were an android.
Yes, thank you. You know, one of the things that I appreciate about you is there's this smoothness, and this sounds like you and I are friendly enough, so I don't have to blow smoke any place in your body. But there's this smoothness to, and it's exhibited here to a point, but this podcast is so smooth, and when you interview people, it's almost like a different person, in the sense that you are. It's not it's refreshing, in other words. I don't know what the word is quite, to the adjective to describe it, other than smooth, which is
conversational.
An adjective.
It's conversational.
Yeah, well, but it's just very, it flows.
Thank you.
You know how to go. I mean, when we do this and you do it well, that's the way it's supposed to sound. But I notice it more. I noticed it the other day when you were talking to me. So I was pleased that you asked me. Thank you.
No, it's a pleasure.
And you go to talkers.com. Listen, you see up close and far out the double lives of hardworking Doug Steph. And underneath it says, listen to the podcast here. Or you can go to podcast one and find the link there. Or go to upcloseandfarout.com and find. So there are all kinds of ways. We'll have a link at DougSteffen.com for it as well. So you can hear the conversation. It's a little of me, the story of my background in radio and the farm story, as Michael suggested. Michael, again, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here at 50 minutes past the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Listening to an excerpt from this week's Up Close and Far Out from Podcast One with Michael Harrison talking to Doug Steffen as we rewire what you may think about me as a talk host and what you don't know about me as a dairy farmer. You can hear the full narrative at podcastone.com.
Well, let's point out to everybody that they're now doing a new show on the weekend called American Family Farmer, geared to supporting. It's actually a show for farmers in rural communities, separate from your daily show, which is it's an advocacy for the plight of the American family farmer. So, quick background. Tell us about the farm. Tell us about what happened, and then let's talk about the show and what's going on in the world of small business agriculture.
I've been around cows all my life. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all of my life between the farm and the radio. The cows meant a lot to me. I grew up in a situation where I was void of having any kind of family life or at home. So I happened to have lived in a neighborhood where there were 3 or 4 dairy farms. I volunteered my time when I was younger, and I got hired, and I worked on most of the farms, and subsequently I've owned them since I've matured in this community. I still live in the same town where I grew up. The cows meant a lot to me in terms of finding something to love, something that would respond to whatever it was. I didn't know it at the time, but what
what turned out to be my touch, my affinity, be able to communicate with the animals, that kind of stuff. It's real for me. And as I, with a lot of other things, don't know when to stop or don't know when to say no, I grew this farming business to a point where I had 500 cows at one time, Jersey dairy cows, milked a couple of hundred, was selling milk into the what they call a pool, which is the government-supported program that requires the purchasers of the milk to pay you what is supposed to be your cost plus. Well, that's turned out to be an absolute boondoggle in the last 30 years or so, as you see the plight of the dairy farmer just diminished to the point of almost evaporating in our country because the government has screwed it up so much because of their loyalty or affinity to a couple of big producers who control the price. And so we are having this phenomenon of the smaller farm, 50, 100 cows, maybe a couple of 100 cows, can't really exist anymore on the scale of economics. So now you got to have 1,000 cows, you got to have 2,000 cows, you got to have 10,000 cows, and the quality of the milk that's coming from these places that are producing the milk with these cows is just rapidly diminished as well. I decided to open a store on my farm, sell raw milk and cheese and dairy products there, which I produced on the farm because I wasn't going to sell into the pool anymore when I was losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And as the economy got worse, I couldn't do it. And so it lasted 4 or 5 years I was selling my own product. And then the weather here a couple of years ago just basically wiped everything out. And so I've started over again raising heifers and being around the cows because it's something that's very important to me. But can I make it in the scenario that I was in 3 or 4 or 5 years ago in the current market? No. And neither can anybody else who's my size.
You've been gaining traction, no pun intended, with the American Family Farmer Show, which is it's about a year old or so. Matter of fact, I'm proud to say
we started on Talkers Radio.
We started on Talkers Radio as an experiment.
Yeah.
This all came out of a conversation you and I had, and I'll take a little bit of credit for inspiring this, but I don't want to take too much
credit.
But I said you're so passionate about this, you should be doing a show for farmers out in the rural area on a network that isn't necessarily part of the traditional news talk radio network. I mean, a one-hour weekly show could exist on gospel music stations. It could mm-hmm. exist on the weekend on any number of stations. You don't have to, and you did it. And you have something like 100 affiliates in months. Obviously, this is striking a chord with the world at large, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that back to what I was saying a few minutes ago about people and food choices, knowing how to survive in a world. There's so little of America that has any sense of history. And unfortunately, kids coming along today don't seem to be learning about the history, not just what the political history is, but the history of our industries, the history of our businesses, the history of what we've created here is lost.
And there you have it, an uninterrupted conversation with the second longest running nationally syndicated news talk radio host in America.
You can hear the entire episode at podcast1.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.